Welcome back. The Quincy Animal Shelter preparing to move into their brand spanking new headquarters up off Quarry Streets very soon. So Sandra Sines is here along with another newbie to the shelter, Liz Henderson. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming
over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sandra, great to see you again. And Liz, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
For the first time, but hopefully not the last time.
Definitely.
This is our first shelter update, Sandra, for 2025.
But yes.
Certainly not the last one, right?
Right.
How's things going?
Things are going great.
Yeah.
Very busy time for us. With the move.
You're still at the East Quantum Street temporary
yes.
shelter.
Yep. And hopefully just for a few more weeks.
Really?
So we're going to stop moving to Quarry Street the last week in February.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be settled in the first week in March.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's here.
Yeah.
After all these years. Yeah.
Yep.
How does that feel?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been 10 years. It'll be 10 years in May to be exact.
Wow.
And, but once you see the building and all of the opportunities that's going to be there for us, it's totally worth the wait.
Yeah.
You know, so.
We'll have to take a tour folks get a behind the scenes look.
Yeah.
One of the biggest changes, though, is the shelter staff is growing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Liz is here and she's brand new.
Yeah. We're so excited. So, you know, the volunteers have always been the backbone
Certainly.
Of our success,
yeah.
and that's never going to change. I mean, we have 133 volunteers, and we now have 3 full-time paid staff and 2 part-time. And the reason that we had to make that change was partly because of the new building. There's going to be a lot more responsibility, and there's a lot more tasks that are just too much to ask of a volunteer. And also a lot of state regulations that we're accountable for, that again, it's just too much to put on the back of a volunteer.
Sure.
So, because we have to be accountable and we have to make sure that we're in compliance.
Okay.
So that's a big reason for it. Also, in the new building, we're gonna be open 5 days a week.
Wow.
Where right now we're only open 1 day a week,
yeah.
and we definitely need staff to cover those hours.
Of course, yeah, mm-hmm. that is huge. Yeah. It's really.
But we're very excited about Liz.
Yeah, tell me about Liz, and then we'll
I
talk
will.
To Liz. Yeah.
Liz is our director of intake and adoptions,
okay.
and that is a really big role. Those were jobs that were in the past handled by multiple volunteers, and it's a really big role. What she will be doing is controlling the animals that are coming in, you know, and that's strays, animals that are being surrendered by their owners.
Yes.
And the reason it's important is because we're going to have a lot more space for animals, and the demand out there for animals coming in is really high. So you need a central person in charge of that. You can't have it spread out to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And then the adoption side as well. You know, hopefully we're going to increase our capacity and we're going to increase the number of adoptions we're doing. So that's why we wanted to make that a full-time position.
Yeah.
We were fortunate enough to meet Liz, who has an incredible amount of experience in the shelter world, but not with animals, with people.
Okay.
So, and a lot of management experience, which we were really looking for
sure.
to fill this role.
Yeah.
So
Liz, welcome.
Thank you.
To the shelter and to QATV.
Thank
but
you.
Not to Quincy. You're a Quincy resident.
Yes,
right?
I am a Quincy resident. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the Liz Henderson story.
Sure. I spent about 20 plus years working for the city of Boston, overseeing their 2 homeless shelters for adults. And during COVID, I ended up leaving and wanted to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this position posted and it just really, really interested me. I love animals.
Yeah.
We have 9 animals at our house.
Wow. okay.
So it definitely was I felt like it was a really good fit.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to the new shelter and just expanding our hours and just being more available to the residents.
Yeah, that has been one of the key kind of stumbling blocks to the shelter is the hours, right?
Right?
You're not able to meet people when they're available, right? You're only open on Saturdays mostly.
Right, and I mean, prior to COVID, we were open. We had 3 different adoption sessions a week, but with COVID, you know, it kind of wiped that out for a while, and it's been a struggle to get back to that.
Sure.
And so now the city you know, wants us to be open every day, mm-hmm. because we mm-hmm. want, they want the building to be available to the public.
Yes.
And we're totally happy about that, yeah. you know. So we'll
right.
we'll
yeah.
probably have more traditional hours. We won't be open for adoption from 8:30 to 4:30, because
yeah.
that's a really long day,
yeah.
but probably, you know, at least 4 hours a day,
yeah.
you know, for people to actually come in and look at the animals
sure,
and,
sure.
you know, check out the shelter.
A
but this, the building
kind
itself,
of thing or something? Yeah.
Yeah, the building itself will be available to the public, because the new building is going to house the Quincy Animal Shelter, which is us.
Yes.
The City of Quincy Animal Control Department.
Yes.
And also the Quincy Police Canine Unit.
Yes.
So it's a multi-purpose building.
All under one roof now.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
It's kind of spread out at the moment. So
right.
This will be all consolidated.
Right.
How many dogs and cats will we be able to accommodate at the shelter portion?
Well, we have gained a considerable amount of space for cats,
oh,
and
okay.
that's really good, because we always have a lot of cats mm-hmm. that need to be rehomed. So I think we're probably going from about 20 to 25, what we have at East Quantum Street, to about 35
okay.
at the new shelter.
Okay.
And then with the dogs, we're actually not gaining any kennels for the dogs,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be, it's different. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you have empty cages, just take my animal in. Well, it doesn't work that way, because we have to be very careful when an animal comes in, especially if it's stray.
Yeah.
It might be sick.
Yep.
It might have
mm-hmm.
something contagious.
Yep.
So we can't just put it out on the floor.
Sure.
And we've operated that way at Broad Street and in East Quantum, but that is far from the ideal.
Okay.
So now Animal Control is going to have their own dog space.
Oh.
So they will have space that we can also share. So that is actually going to increase our capacity on the intake side.
Yes, so you can kind of keep them separate,
yeah,
until you check them out.
We'll have spaces,
yeah.
Isolation and quarantine, which
okay.
we've never had for dogs before. So that's an improvement. And then Animal Control will have their own spaces for strays,
mm-hmm.
and also for those dogs that just like to run away from home for a day or two,
yes.
you know, they'll be spots. So
yes.
we actually have more kennels, but the animal shelter actually has a couple less.
Okay.
So,
right.
but we're okay with that, because we'll be open more.
Yes.
The animals won't sit as long.
I was just going to say, the turnover will be quicker.
The turnover yeah. is going to be much quicker.
Sure,
so.
Sure. And now when someone's dog does, you know, run away, they know that there's one central place up on Quarry Street that they'll
right.
be able to check to see if
right.
it's been turned in or captured by the animal control.
Absolutely.
Instead of wondering, gee, do I call the police? Do I call the shelter? You know,
right.
don't know where to go.
Yeah. yeah, hopefully it'll be a lot easier for the public.
Exactly, yeah. yeah. So Liz, you'll be kind of the front facing person that folks see when they first come in, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what will the process be if they come in and they say that I would like to see what you have, I'm interested in adopting?
Sure. So it's going to be much easier, just because we have set spaces where the animals that are available will be kind of like front and center.
Yeah.
So not all kind of mixed, which is what we have
yes.
right now.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely we'd love for people to come in, kind of check out whether cats or kittens or dogs. And then it's usually pretty much a 24-hour turnover as far as checking references mm. and making sure they have a vet set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully finding their forever home.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. So you've been on the job now for how long?
About 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
It's everything you thought and more?
Yes,
yeah.
And I want to take a lot of the animals home, but I was told not.
You have
not,
nine,
I have
Liz.
Nine. I want to get to a 10.
What do you have? I'm curious for animals at home.
We have three dogs. We have a couple rabbits
okay.
and some rats.
Okay. So a wide variety.
Yes.
So plenty of experience.
Yes, definitely.
Dealing with the animals. So you love them, obviously.
I love them, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's fun.
Yes.
It should be fun. I wanted folks to be able to see you, so they know, you know, when they go into the shelter, they'll say, oh, that's Liz.
Yes, definitely.
I need to speak with her about either adopting or just seeing what you have, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And also turning in if they're surrendering?
Yes. So we would set up an appointment for someone to come in, and if they needed to surrender their dog or cat,
okay.
we would get more information about the animal and its behaviors and so forth, so that we can help find a better fit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Can they come in just kind of off the street?
No,
no,
we'd like
okay.
them to make an appointment. Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to know. So, Sandra, You said early March, perhaps?
Yes.
Do we have a, is there going to be like a ribbon cutting and a ceremony and fireworks? And
so it's like moving, you know, from a bungalow to a mansion.
Right.
So it's going to take us some time to get everything in place. The city is hoping, so for a spring ribbon cutting.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I don't know. We don't have an exact date yet.
All right.
Could be the end of March, early April. The building is mostly done.
Is it really?
But there is a series of inspections that have to happen over the next couple of weeks before the construction company will turn the key over to the city.
Gotcha.
And then there's landscaping that has to be done, and I know that they want to do that once the cold weather is over, because it's really beautiful.
I mean,
it's a very welcoming space.
Yes.
And I think that's what the architect and the city was really hoping to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're hoping people feel that way.
Right.
And I just have to, one of the main reasons that we were so interested in bringing Liz aboard is because she's a very welcoming person.
Yes.
And animal shelters sometimes have a negative connotation, you know, that, you know, they're all crazy animal people and they're going to make us feel bad for turning in our animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's not, you know, that's something
that's never
that
been the
never,
Quincy Animal Shelter way.
No,
even under Kid, it was never that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's how some people feel, you know, when they get frustrated, you know, that we charge adoption fees and all of that. And, you know, we don't make any money on animals. Like we, you know, as far as business is concerned, we lose hundreds of dollars.
I was just
going to
say, if you want to
talk
strictly in terms of finances, go to a retail pet store and price, you know, do a price comparison.
Right. But
and you'll see the value that you're getting through the shelter.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, this, we want to make sure that people know that we're here for them, you know, because not everyone, you know, people go out with the best of intentions to get an animal, and then something happens in their life and they can't keep it, you know, for whatever reason. Finances, housing,
can't bring
allergies.
It back to the store and get a refund.
Right,
you know?
So, you know, some animal shelters do, you know, judge people. And like I said about Liz, like she understands, you know, what our goal is, that our goal is not to judge people, to help them. And one of the other things that we've been working on is, so I have a woman that I'm working with who has a very elderly cat.
Okay.
And I'm actually working with a woman who has two elderly dogs, too. And they have health problems. And they can't afford it.
Expensive, yeah.
And, you know, they're on fixed income.
Sure.
So their first thought is, well, I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Yeah.
Well, when they do that, then we're going to have to pay for that.
Right.
And the animal is going to be super stressed. Mm-hmm. It's not... Yeah. It's going to get worse. Whatever health problem they have, it's going to be exacerbated in a shelter environment. So we try to find ways to let them keep their animals. And if that means, you know, matching them up with a low-cost vet, or maybe helping them out with something or giving them some food
or something,
or whatever it takes.
Defray the expense,
I mean, the shelter is really committed to that because studies show that animals are better off staying where they're loved, you know, because they don't bounce back all the time, you know, when they end up in a shelter. If they're loved, then they should stay there.
Yep.
And, you know, we're really committed to doing more of that.
Sure. Yeah, I would think. And I would think, too, for the animals' sake, to be, you know, around their person that they've had all their lives would be much more comforting than, as you say, thrown in a shelter situation with strangers, you know, in a different environment that they don't know anything about. Yeah.
Because, I mean, our volunteers do an amazing job caring for these
animals.
But it's not a substitute for a house, home.
Liz, you saw the same thing, I'm sure, dealing with people in Boston,
Absolutely.
Right? To find permanent homes for individuals is much better than having them stay in a shelter situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the same thing with animals,
yes.
Right? You know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the name of the new building, Sandra, is going to be different, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be the City of Quincy Animal Care Center.
Okay.
And the reason for that name is it's going to house the three different businesses, Quincy Animal Shelter, Inc., which is where we're from.
Right.
We are the nonprofit arm of the City of Quincy.
Yes.
So we're completely separate. And in the new building, we'll be tenants of the city.
Sure.
And you know, one of the things I like to explain to people is, like, we have a fabulous relationship with the city of Quincy, and we are very grateful for, you know, the new building and all of that, but we don't get any city, state, or federal funding.
Right.
Everything that we do is through private donations.
Yep.
And the little bit of money that we make off of donations, adoptions, but everything is private.
Yes.
So
yeah, the city's providing the space for
right,
you.
They provide the space.
But everything else
but
is on you.
We pay for all of the animal care.
Right.
We pay for everything.
Yep.
And then the city animal control offices will be in the building as well.
Yes.
We've always had a great relationship with animal control.
Sure.
And so they bring in the stray animals, mm-hmm. and then we take them over after the 7-day hold, because all animals are held for 7 days.
Oh, okay.
For their owner to hopefully come and claim them.
Okay, all right. Now that would be an expense the city would have to incur if they didn't have
exactly.
the Quincy Animal Shelter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, our annual operating expenses are about $450,000.
Sure. Veterinarian care is very
right.
expensive.
And I found paperwork from when we started in 1999, and our operating expenses were about $40,000.
Is that
so,
right?
Yeah.
They have ballooned in a
yeah.
pretty short period of time.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
When you
and
think
well,
about
it's vet care. It's
yes.
everything. Inflation. It's just, and the addition of a couple of salaries, too.
Sure.
But mostly vet care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Who are the other full-time positions that you've started?
Our other full-time position is our director of operations, and that's Donna Canaber.
Okay.
So she's responsible for all of the vet care, you know, facilitating all of that.
I see.
Just general operations, policies and procedures, making sure that the dogs and cats are properly cared for. So that it's a really big job.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
And she's been with the shelter almost 15 years as a volunteer.
Wow.
And then we have a part-time medical manager who works with all of our veterinarians, making sure all the animals get to their vet appointments, making sure they get their medications.
Yep.
She trains our volunteers
oh.
As to how to give the animals medication mm-hmm. during the week. And then we have an IT manager,
hmm.
which I always say, if you asked me 25 years ago if that would be important, because when I started, we had pagers and no internet.
Right.
And now everything, his name is Dennis Gibbons, everything that he does, you know, the internet, you know, we have social media, we
yes.
have all of our adoptions, you know, are now done on Venmo or PayPal,
sure.
or most of our donations come in through PayPal
sure.
or Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's a super important job. So yeah, that's what we have right now.
Okay.
And I'm sure, you know, in the next year or two, once we really find out what our needs are,
yeah.
we'll probably add a few more part-time positions.
I was just going to ask if there'll be other
yeah.
opportunities.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And always volunteers, right?
Always volunteers.
Yeah.
yeah.
As you said, they are the backbone.
Absolutely. They really are.
Yeah.
And we have people who just do incredible things for us, and we really, you know, we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that we're super excited about is that in the new shelter, there are two things that we were really lucky that the city decided to allow us to have. One is a multi-purpose room, which is a room that we hope to use for public events, training. You know, maybe we might do some dog training. We might do animal first aid and CPR.
Sure.
Small fundraising events. We'll be able to hold our own staff meetings. You know,
sure.
we've never had a luxury like this
right,
before. So that's going to be fantastic. Also, in the case of, say, a flood or some kind of local disaster, we would be able to hold residents' animals, you know, for a short term.
That's key, yeah.
So that we're so happy about. The other thing is
yeah.
we will have our own, we will not have a vet on staff,
yep.
but we will have our own vet office.
Office, okay.
So we'll have an exam room and even a surgical suite to perform spays and neuters and small surgeries.
We're going to have you back
yeah.
once you're open to give yeah. folks a behind-the-scenes look. And we'll talk about some upcoming events this year, I'm sure, as well.
Perfect.
So thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome.